The Tao of Self-Confidence, episode 440.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yapchan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She's a certified naturopathic doctor, a fitness model, and also a personal trainer, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Adrienne Na. Adrienne, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hello, I'm really good today. Thanks for inviting me for this amazing podcast. And I'm excited to talk about myself and self-confidence today. As Sheena told you guys, I'm a naturopathic doctor as well as a personal trainer and fitness model. So yeah, like as my title tells you, I'm very into health and fitness.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Adrienne, what's your cultural background?
Yeah, actually, I'm pure Asian. I'm Korean, of course, from South. I have no idea about North Korea, to be honest with you. Yeah, I was born and raised in Korea up until my family moved to Canada when I was 17 years old.
Thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
Because one believes in oneself, one doesn't try to convince others. Because one is content with oneself, one doesn't need others' approval. Because one accepts oneself, the whole world accepts him or her. That's my favorite quote.
I love it. I think it's a great quote. I think, you know, when it comes to self-confidence, we have to learn to believe in ourselves and work on ourselves before, you know, we even think about other people, right? And some people may think it's selfish, but really it's a part of what we have to do to become better and become the person that we want to be. So thanks for sharing that great quote. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
So it's more like, I'll say like more like a freedom that just like came into my mind when I just saw your question first time. So freedom from doubt, like no matter what happens, no matter how situation is bad or good, like you have to believe in yourself and your abilities.
Thanks. That's a great definition. I do believe, you know, freedom is, you know, part of what being confident is, just the freedom to be yourself, right? There's so many people out there who feel like they have to put a mask on, right? Or be a certain person, not realizing that being themselves is more than enough. So thanks for sharing that. And what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
So to be honest with you, I don't know, my cultural background, being an Asian, Korean, I was the oldest child of three, and my mom always taught me, to be more reserved and then to be more traditional, to be more feminine kind of thing, you can never speak loud in public kind of, so that kind of behavior was natural for me. And then one day, maybe because, here's the thing, I was naturally was comfortable in being in public. I was raised by grandmother because both of my parents were busy working. And I used to sing in front of random people, and then my grandmother loved it. And since I was three or four, whenever she took me outside my grandmother, I was singing or dancing or whatever. But my mom thought it's just against the cultural norm in those days. And then she tried to educate me not to do that. It's not about me, but it's about the culture. But it impacted me a lot, kind of negative ways, because I almost felt I have to hide myself. I couldn't do what I have to do, what I want to do kind of thing. So that was really difficult for me. And then I used to see the world as a very hostile place after my teenager age, after my mom and my dad got divorced, and people as a victim. And I was really reluctant to express and assert myself. And then we saw so many experiences, opportunities, and feel always negative and powerless to change things.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think that's something we all go through, especially growing up as an Asian woman, right? We were always told to act a certain way, never make any noise, you know, to shame the culture or shame our families. And like you mentioned, it has a negative impact on us because we feel like we're trapped, right? We're trapped in our own bodies because we can't be our true selves. And what was that point in your life when you realized, you know, you can be the person that you want to be? What was that aha moment?
It's I, like I told you, I was always comfortable in being in public, but like I was never able to express myself after age of like 5 or 6. Yeah, like when I came to Canada, I decided to do fitness competitions one day. It was 4 years ago. I won my fitness competition after 3 months of training and diet. Yeah, it was like my aha moment. Like, you know, like I feel like I just like found myself again, kind of thing. Before that, I just like busy hiding myself. Like, I don't even know like what I have to do, like what I wanted to do. But like being the public and then like express my passion through my body and stage presence, it was amazing.
Thanks for sharing that. And it's amazing what happens when we just go out there and show ourselves, right? The results that we can create. And sometimes we kind of like surprise ourselves, right? It's like, you know, you enter a fitness competition not knowing what the result was, and then you won your first, you know, your first show, and you're like, wow, what else can I do, right? What else is possible out there? And, you know, because of that realization, what's your life been like now?
So to be honest with you, it took me some time even when I made it my decision to enter a fitness competition, because I feel like I already lost myself. Like I already almost like forgot like how to be in the public, like almost like maybe be afraid of being in the public because it's been so long. Like it's been more than like, you know, 18 years. But like, you know, I discovered myself, like, you know, I kind of found my ability again. And then I felt really confident after that.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
So I just want to tell them, realize that like you're not alone. No one is like, you know, insulated from other people's attacks. And then we'll all be the focus of someone's barbs at one or another. So just remember that like, you know, like everybody goes through something, like some bad or good thing. So like make sure that like you don't take it personally. And then always have a strong belief in yourself.
Those are some great tips that you mentioned. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yes, I use Instagram and Facebook a lot. So Instagram is at FitAdrian. So it's like F-I-T and my first name. And then Facebook is the same, www.facebook.com/FitAdrian.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Adrian, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Adrian's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I just really want to thank Adrian for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Adrian.
No problem. Thanks for having me today.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Want to learn how you can use podcasting to market your business? Download your free report by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.